Good morning. It's Wine Wednesday. I'm your host, Ziggy the Wine Gal. Happy spring, everybody. I want to thank Oliver's Markets, now with four locations. Of course, everybody knows their newest location is in Windsor, closer to Zicktown. Thank you for sponsoring Wine Wednesday for 23 years, Oliver's Markets. And of course, Willoughby's Fine Wines and Spirits is now on board with Wine Wednesday. They have their original location in Petaluma and their newest location with a fabulous wine bar in Santa Rosa. Well, this morning, it's all about spring cocktails. And, you know, this is such a fun time for me because in springtime, everything is just, you know, getting reborn. Everything's blooming. Everything's starting to come up. And kind of the grays and the dark browns and the blacks of winter are gone away. The heavier flavors, the heavier foods, we're kind of, you know, seeing those in our distant past. And we're thinking about lighter. We're thinking about fresher. And we're thinking about embracing some of the things that are in my cocktail garden this morning. So I want to welcome a fabulous friend who I haven't actually seen in a long time, Marshall Dawson from Jarduska.
It's nice to see you, Ziggy.
Great to see you. And thank you for bringing such a beautiful array this morning. It looks so gorgeous in the studio.
It is my pleasure. As you said, we have to sort of paint the picture since we're on radio.
That's right.
We've got Jarduska sitting in front of us. We've got a little rosemary from the garden and some Meyer lemons and oranges and mint and
grapefruits. And I picked kumquats from my cocktail garden this morning and also key limes as well and some fresh calendula. And I always love to look at calendula in spring because it's so happy.
It's a happy flower,
right?
It reminds me of my daffodils that have been making me smile.
So we have created a very, very simple, very refreshing, very delicious cocktail for spring that we're simply calling the Spring Spritz. And to do this, we're going to use the white Jarduska, their Jarduska Blanc. And let's talk a little bit about Jarduska and what it is, because I remember it must have been 3 years ago that I talked about this on Wine Wednesday, but let's get a spring refresher.
Yeah, so it's been a while since I've seen you, Ziggy, and since you've experienced Jarduska, but a lot of your listeners will be familiar with European aperitifs.
Right.
We really wanted to recreate those and refresh those for California style and the California palate. So we marry the vineyards and the gardens in Jarduska. Jarduska, actually, the name comes from Jardin or Jardin and Esca, so fresh from the garden, which you'll appreciate being the master gardener that you are. In fact, you're one of the first people to serve it in your garden when we brought Jarduska out.
I remember that.
And what we do is we marry the vineyards with the gardens. We blend three California wines with a botanical enlivened spirit. And the heart of the wine blend is a Viognier in the white. And the three key botanicals are pink grapefruit, pink peppercorn, and bay leaf.
Wow. So it's an aromatized wine.
It is. Yes. So technically it's an aromatized wine. Exactly. Mm-hmm. Which turns out to be just a deliciously fragrant, wonderful aperitif. It functions as an aperitif, literally gets your palate going with the botanicals and the wines that we use. And we created it to serve on ice. So you can just start by drinking it on ice with a little garnish.
I love it that way. And you know what? It could not be any easier. Just uncork this fabulous bottle of Jarduska and pour it on ice.
And that's one of the things we wanted to do. And we created, even, you know, setting up what we're looking at here is a little cutting board with fruits and herbs, but you can do that. And it's so easy. You just pour Jarduska over ice, garnish it with your favorite couple garnishes, and you're done. Having said that, it goes beautifully, as you know, with any sort of effervescence, with sparkling wine,
yes,
sparkling water.
Mama loves the sparkling wine.
I know you do. And so we were talking about the spritz today.
Yes. And so for me, when I think about spring, as I mentioned a bit ago, it's all about light, you know, and refreshing. And the Jarduska is just that. And this cocktail is actually going to be low in alcohol, a lot lower than if you were to have, your vodka on the rocks.
Exactly.
And a lot lower alcohol than a margarita. So it's easygoing. So even mother would like it.
What's really cool is not only does mother like it, but friends like it. Everyone really likes it because it's more than wine. It's for when you want something a little bit more than wine, but it's less than high proof spirit.
Yep.
And so it's really funny. The beers have come up with this term, like the IPAs of sessionable, which was never a consumer term. It was always like, you know, it was trade people talking about sessionable, but
right
now with day drinking, which is another thing
it's
people talk about,
it's a thing. It's always been my thing. I'm just going to say
has.
I was ahead of the curve.
Well, you were way ahead of the curve, and I think we were too at Jarduska, but it's perfect for, you know, poolside patio, when you're having a barbecue with friends or, you know, just pre-dinner, that kind of thing, that day drinking where you want a little bit more than wine, but you don't want to go crazy. And
right.
So you can have a few and just be in control.
So it's a patio pounder. cousin to porch
well,
pounder.
Well, that's exactly what, yes. Can be a porch pounder or a patio pounder.
And it reminds me a little bit, too, of being in Italy. You know, in Italy, I'll have a vermouth on the rocks, you know, when I'm over there, so which is an aromatized wine.
Exactly.
And it's very easy going. And this is just next level. The freshness, the deliciousness, the incorporation of the fresh herbs. And what we're doing today, we're going to marry my favorite Prosecco, which is Enza Prosecco from Italy. We're going to use a little splash of that. We're going to use a little splash of the Giorgesca. And then we're going to add a couple little wheels of citrus. We're going to garnish it and call it a cocktail.
That's
right?
It. And it's the simplest cocktail you can make. So the fact
go.
We start with, you can use any glass you like, but I do think that wine glasses are good. So we're going to fill our glass with ice here. And I like to use a decent amount of ice, even though, you know, people will always talk about ice. But you know this, Ziggy, the more ice you use, the better it works, actually, not the worse.
Well, the colder the drink gets, and it's very refrescante.
Exactly. But if you use a little bit, it tends to get kind of watery. But if you use a lot, it tends to hold up. So we're going to start with 3 ounces of Giordesca.
Okay.
I think, oh, doesn't
that
sound nice?
Oh, I can hear
nice.
That pouring. Yes,
we're
that
gonna
sounds
do
great.
3 ounces of Giordesca.
2 ounces of Enza Prosecco,
and
which
so we're gonna,
is easily done.
Yeah.
And so, and you know, you can kind of eye this. In other words, if you don't have a measuring
a jigger,
unit,
exactly.
You can look at your wine glass and figure out, you know, okay, well, it's 2/3 full of Giordesca,
right.
And then we're gonna 1/3 full of Prosecco, and
yeah, it's people make. We're not trying to make this difficult. We're trying to make it easy. So
right.
To your point, you can also adapt it to your taste. But the way I like to remember it is 3-2-1. So it's 3 parts Giordesca, 2 of your favorite sparkling, and then 1 of your favorite garnish combos. So today you and I are adding a little, we're putting a full orange wheel in there, which just looks gorgeous against the glass.
We got to fit some of my kumquat in there too. I think
oh,
we should
okay.
do a multiple citrus situation.
We can do a little bit of that. And then the other thing you want to do, and you're going to hear this, you want to smack the mint.
That's right.
Because when you smack the mint, oh, it's just
all the
amazing.
Oils
the oils
come to
pop
the surface.
And
yep.
It's gorgeous. So, you know,
I would not be opposed to putting just a little bit of the rosemary in there too, because it looks pretty, and not smacking the rosemary,
exactly.
But just for the look of it. And then adding a couple slices of the kumquat, because that's going to float beautifully on top.
We're doing a couple of Ziggy's beautiful kumquats
that's
on the
right.
top that look stellar. And then this rosemary, you're right, Ziggy, this is from my garden, so we're not going to smack it.
No, because it's
but we are
going to
just put
pretty.
A little bit in there, because now we call it, you know, these are garden-to-glass cocktails.
Yeah, it literally
so
is a garden-to-glass cocktail.
You literally, so folks, you can, you know, imagine an incredibly gorgeous orange wheel with a little mint rosemary and Ziggy's fresh kumquats on the top there. And it just, I'm ready to drink
and
it.
And you can get crafty with it if you want to put calendula petals, if you want to put some borage flowers.
You can.
You know, you can put a lot of pretty flowers. And I do that when I make my spring punch, which is another easy way to go with this. I have a couple of punch recipes that are always crowd pleasers. And then you can put multiple flowers on top of your punch bowl. And I love to just go into my local little thrift shop and I'll pick up vintage punch bowls all the time. I have a whole collection of them. They're super affordable, and then you can use those for a great gateway entry when your guests arrive for your, you know, first out of the gate spring
your
barbecue
welcome
or spring
drink. Exactly.
Yeah, for Easter, for summertime, whenever. But these punch bowls are a bargain, and they look really cute too.
They're gorgeous, mm-hmm. And that's simple, and again with a little Giordesca and some flowers, and then you can add your ice and then your sparkling, so it's wonderful.
Yes So again, the recipe for the spring spritz is 3 ounces of Giordesca white aperitiva, 2 ounces of the Enza Prosecco, and then garnish with an orange wedge, any citrus that you love. It could be Meyer lemon, it could be fresh kumquats, which are everywhere right now, and you know, something green and something floral.
Yeah,
looks really
and I love it with
top.
My Meyer lemons too. And so, I was really happy, Ziggy, you mentioned that Willoughby's and Oliver's are both
yes.
sponsors of yours, because Giordesca is available at both Willoughby's and Oliver's.
I love that.
And at Bottle Barn, of
love
course.
Love Bottle Barn too.
And Big John. So all of our local retailers, and I was thrilled that Oliver's is one of your partners. I think they're going to be doing a little bit of a spritz program with us.
I love that.
Yeah.
And you can find Giordesca across the U.S. There are other locations, and you can order it online, right?
Online is the best, exactly, if you're looking for it. That's
okay,
right.
Okay, so go to giordesca.com. That's giordesca.com. And you can get recipes. You can see what it looks like. And what does it retail for, a bottle of this deliciousness?
So anywhere from, you know, $24.99 up to the low 30s, depending on the retailer. So very reasonable. And
I
on our website, we, you know, if you get get a few bottles, we usually kick in the shipping. And so, yeah. And one other great thing, you mentioned aromatized wine, which actually means it's a little bit fortified. It lasts after you open it. So
I love it.
Yeah, it's really cool. You just pop it in the fridge and you can keep it. So,
I'm going to get a little Zig style on
you. Are you going to do a little
bit? And I'm going to put some Monarch bitters on top. I'm going to put 5 drops of the citrus basil bitters from Monarch, which is available at Oliver's and Willoughby's and Bottle Barn. And it's made right here in Petaluma.
That's
it's handmade
right.
by Phaedra, and it's an absolute gorgeous bitters. But the citrus basil, I think, with all the herbs and adding that fresh citrus on there, it just gives it a little bit of a kick. Doesn't
gorgeous.
It smell good now?
Yeah, isn't
not
that
it
beautiful?
Didn't before, but now
no,
it's
no,
taking
you
it
just,
to
well,
the
you
next
get
level.
Depth. So, and that's what I like about Jordesca too, is I always tell people you can't break it. So, you know, have fun. You can start really simple, like we said, on the ice. You can make it a spritz. Mm-hmm. And then you can pick up some local bitters like Monarch and add a little touch. Or you know what else works beautifully is shrubs, which I'm sure you love.
Yep.
You know, a lot of people use shrubs now, too. So.
Yeah, I love it. All right. Well, thank you for coming in, Marshall. Again, the website for Jordesca is jordesca.com. And they certainly ship, and they have great recipes and visuals on the website
and
as well.
And a lot of amazing stuff on Instagram as well, as
Very
far
cool.
as photos and recipes.
Yay.
And, yeah.
So follow them on Instagram. And heck, follow me, too, at Ziggy the Wine Gal. Get Instagram crazy. All right, everybody. Have a spring spritz-laced morning and a spring spritz afternoon. Easy for me to say.
Yeah, that's a hard one, especially when we're having our spritzes.
Cheers, everybody.
Cheers.
All right.